From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. With many refineries and port facilities in Texas temporarily offline, there have been surges in the petroleum markets overnight. Crude, which can't get refined, is piling up, driving the price of that raw material down 0.9%. At the same time, the price of the end product, gasoline, is getting squeezed, and its price is up 3.6% in New York trading now. Analysts are split on whether oil facilities have longer-term damage. The port of Corpus Christi, where so much crude comes in, is optimistic about restoring operations in short order. Helping the region get back on its feet once the floodwaters recede will require federal help, probably with a special appropriation sometime next month. Federal budget columnist Stan Collender is, separately, executive vice president of MSL Group in Washington.
Well, not probably. I mean, definitely. It's not the kind of thing that the budget plans for or that the government necessarily has, reserve funds for. So Congress, when it gets back next week, and the president are going to have to huddle together and try to come up with some sort of aid plan that will include flood insurance, disaster assistance, and a variety of other things, none of which are currently in the budget.
All right. But, you know, this is a slam dunk legislatively, right? It's not controversial. People are in need.
Yes and no. Yes, people are in need. Yes, people are hurting. Yes, the money is necessary. But a couple of years ago, the Freedom Caucus, led by now OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, were big on saying, all right, if you need money for Hurricane Sandy, then we want it offset with other spending cuts. So there will clearly be some in Congress who are saying if you've got an emergency need, like a family that needs to replace a roof, then you've got to cut back in other places. But ultimately, at some point during this month, that money will be provided in some form.
And somehow a connection here with the Trump administration's desire for a border wall?
Congress and the president are going to have to agree on continued funding for the federal government. Otherwise, there'll be a government shutdown on October 1st. And the president said last week in his speech in Arizona that if Congress doesn't include money for his wall between the U.S. and Mexico, then he's going to shut down the government. This may change that calculation. That is, if Congress decides to put the emergency money for Houston and the other parts of Texas and Louisiana affected by the flood in that continuing resolution, that bill to keep the government funded, then the president may not be able to veto it. Now, we don't know for sure. Remember, this is a president who doesn't necessarily follow previous norms. It's also possible that Congress will include money for the wall in a separate emergency supplemental appropriation. But certainly the events over the weekend in Houston and Louisiana are going to make a big difference and probably reduce the chances of a shutdown a little bit.
Federal budget watcher Stan Collender also tweets at The Budget Guy. Stan, thank you.
My pleasure.